presented by our friends at the British Council. Hey everybody, Matt McCarthy for Rugby Wrap-Up here at the Studio 34 Fantasy Sports Network on West 35th Street in New York City. We have a big show today. We have a last-minute call with Mr. Dan Payne, the CEO of USA Rugby, and let's see if we can get him. He's going to be audio with Dan. Dan, you're on your car phone, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, Dan, we appreciate you calling in. We have a couple of three questions for you. We know that you're literally pressed for time because you're running in and out of meetings all day and you're on calls. So we're going to cram these in, and we're only going to talk about the coaching decision or selection, right now, although there's a ton of other stuff to talk about that we'll have to get to at a later date. But the news is that Gary Gold is the new head coach of USA Rugby Men's 15s program. And just briefly, we wanted to know how you came about that choice.
Well, I think we had a great group of candidates that expressed interest, and you know, it's been a long, thorough process, very collaborative. We were looking for somebody that we knew was going to have a history of working with coaches and an interest in developing coaches as well as players, and they had to have an interest and a strong passion for grassroots, and they had to commit to a minimum number of weeks in the country. And you know, when we got through our initial list of candidates, it was quite evident that early on that Gary was one of the top individuals, and he's the person that we came out with collectively, and fortunately we were able to get our guy.
Okay, so he's a South African who's spent significant time in England, but he is moving to Boulder?
Yeah, he'll be moving to Denver this spring, and you know, spending a good portion of the time here in the fall, winter, and spring.
Okay, so in the meantime, who's going to be the interim coach? Who's going to select the interim coach? And if the interim coach goes on a great tear, what's going to happen then?
Well, I think the interim coach will, you know, or the interim coaches, it'll be predominantly the men's 15s is run and managed by Dave Hodges, longtime Eagle, as all of you know. And, you know, he's got the staff in place for the fall tour. He's working on some details of that, but it's also, it will have Gary's imprints and fingerprints all over it as well. That he's looking at who he's going to build out his staff with and people that he trusts that might be able to come in and during the fall tour. But, you know, it's a two-game stretch with Germany and Georgia this fall. So, you know, as we all know, coaching in the United States is never just 2 weeks long. So even if somebody were to go 2-0 this fall, there's plenty of work to be done, and that it wouldn't have any impact on what's going to happen in the winter and spring.
So to be clear, he's going to move to the United States after the premiership season ends.
Correct. He will have good involvement and contribution throughout parts of the ARC. You know, partnership there with Worcester. Hopefully that, you know, he won't be showing up just for the first time in May.
You broke up a bit there. Did you say that Coach Gold will have a heavy influence in the America's Rugby Championship? Is that what you said?
Correct.
Okay, but in the interim, who will be the boots on the ground head coach? Will it be Dave Hodges?
For the November test, Dave will be releasing his staff after they return from the APC.
What do you mean releasing? Making it public knowledge?
Yeah, releasing it to the public. He'll have his staff nailed down, and he'll know exactly everybody's roles and responsibilities and availability.
And prior to that, Dave Hodges is going to be at the helm.
He's at the helm even when there is a head coach there now. He oversees all aspects of that program. I wouldn't say it's fair to call him the head coach for the fall test, as he, you know, has a couple people that he's speaking with for that role that will be involved, whether they take on head coach or the assistant coach role. But he will be overseeing all aspects of that tour, correct?
Okay, forgive me. I'm a little slow. Will Dave Hodges be the coach of the Eagles the next time they kick off?
They will release his staff after the APC.
So he will be the head coach at the APCs?
No, I said they will release his staff after the APC. It will be his staff in the fall, the winter, or the spring as the general manager of the 15th.
I'm still thoroughly confused.
I'm not gonna speak for Dave, and he's working out some of the final details of who he will, how he's going to approach the fall tour. There will be a great coaching staff. He's got a great group of coaches assembled, and at the very least, with his oversight as a longtime forwards coach for the U.S. team and a longtime professional and player for the U.S., there'll be no shortage of professional opinion and oversight from Dave.
Okay. Who will be coaching at the APCs? Will it be Hodges, or is that still up in the air?
No, Scott Lawrence is the named head coach at the APC.
Ah, okay. So that hasn't changed. Scott Lawrence is still the head coach at the APCs. Okay. Coach Gold, for the American audience, what will be his official title? Will it be director of rugby? Will it be head coach? What do we call him?
He's going to be the head coach of the men's 15th program.
And he will answer to whom?
He'll work very closely with Dave Hodges and have a direct line to me.
Does he have a relationship with the Sevens coach, Mike Friday?
They haven't communicated yet. I don't know if they have a relationship. They'll obviously create one if they don't have a pre-existing one. It's important that those two teams work shoulder in shoulder. But, Gary will have a relationship with all our national teams' coaches, our age-grade coaches. He'll work across the board from developing a lot of our elite-level coaches' grassroots initiatives as well as, working with our age-grade and our other national team coaches.
I got to ask, on behalf of our fellow Americans, why wasn't an American coach selected?
Well, I think that what you'll see is the approach that we've taken with Gary as well is to surround him with American coaches. And when I say American coaches, I think that, you can be born in another country and still be considered an American coach if you reside and live here full-time and are contributing to the American rugby landscape. So, there were several candidates that, applied that would be considered domestic coaches that will probably benefit greatly from having Gary's influence and mentorship throughout the next couple of years.
Fair enough. So you're not going to predict on this call that Gary Gold will lead the Eagles to a Webb Ellis Trophy in 2019?
We're looking at getting Gary in for the National Development Summit in January right now. I'm not going to start forecasting 24 months from now.
All right, so
we're excited to get him over here in January and start building and contributing towards rugby and the growth of rugby in America. I think there's a lot of ground between now and then that we have to cover, so I think it wouldn't be fair to forecast that far out. I'm predicting that I'm excited for him to join us for the National Development Summit in Denver in the third week of January and start his tenure.
Good on you for not biting on my ridiculous questions. How do people get to that event? Can they pay to go to that event?
Correct. Yeah, you can go to usarugby.org and you'll find all the information on the National Development Summit. I actually was on the phone last evening with our keynote speaker, who's also going to be doing several of the Friday sessions, the coach development, coach theory sessions on Friday around team building. We'll release that later this week, but it's a pretty exciting headliner. So you'll want to keep the National Development Summit. It's something you get to out here in Denver, January, third weekend of January.
So, Dan, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't with this decision. There are going to be people that throw you under the bus for picking this guy, and there are going to be people that stand up and applaud you for picking this guy.
Well, that's great. I think, you open the sentence with just about every decision I make anyway. It's 50-50, so you get buried on some and you get support on some. We just make the best decisions collectively that we think will help support pushing rugby forward in America. That's kind of what our job and our goals are as a group here. And throughout our country. There's a lot of people that put in a lot of time and a lot of energy throughout the American rugby community, and this position is the most high-profile, prolific position, so it's important that whomever is in this position, be it a domestic coach or a foreign-born coach at 15s or 7s, contributes and supports all of the
the effort that so many people in our community are putting forth. I need to qualify that as well. I shouldn't say it's the most prolific in our country. Obviously, 7th and 15th go hand in hand, and there'd be an argument too that the 7th coach within our country is the highest profile. So, you know, that's the other unique aspect of our landscape. And then we have two good coaches right now that can contribute to helping a lot of other coaches develop and grow.
Final question. Any truth to the rumor that your director of high performance or high performance director, Alex Magleby, was feeding sausages to the Worcester Warriors prior to each match, and that's why they started out so poorly, making Coach Gold available?
No truth whatsoever.
All right. Mr. Dan Payne, CEO of USA Rugby, thank you for calling in, but we still need to get you on and talk about those other issues lurking out there, because they are lurking and lingering, folks. So when you have some time, we'd like to have you back on.
All right. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Thanks, Dan. On behalf of Mr. Dan Payne, CEO of USA Rugby, Matt McCarthy for Rugby Wrap-Up at the Fantasy Sports Network Studio 34 here in Manhattan, signing off.